Hello everyone, this is Danny Bate-Orr from Simply Do It, and thank you for taking the time and listening to another episode. I'm going to talk about short sales today. Hopefully I will be short, but I want to explain the concept of short sale, and I really hope it has not changed in the past 15 plus years. Short sale, what is a short sale, and what to pay attention to when doing a short sale, and what are the challenges, and why is it opportunity, but also, you know, challenging. So let's start by explaining what short sale means. In the post or during or post period of the 2008 recession, we have seen a lot of programs coming from the government or coming from the banks inspired by the government in order to help homeowners, primarily homeowners, investors as well, but primarily homeowners, to get out of the bad situation they got into. For whatever reason that happened, I'm not diving into the details what led to the crash. We were in a crash, and now we need help. And everybody needs help, right? Owners suffering, bleeding, foreclosure, crazy, it's a mess. I've been there with many properties, I've been there with many clients. So the storm, the hurricane category 17 of 2007, 8, 9 did not flew by me without me feeling everything. I was in the eye of the storm in many, many ways. One of those products, one of those programs is short sale. In short sale means that the lender, the bank, is willing to accept an offer to purchase a property by a buyer for less than what's owed on the property. Let's use examples. Let's just say for a moment, someone purchased a property for $250,000 and the mortgage at the time was, the mortgage balance was $200,000, but because real estate was crashing, the house was maybe worth $160,000. I'm just using random numbers to make a point. $160,000. So that means I'm a homeowner, as an example, with a property that I paid $250,000, I owe $200,000, but the market is dictating me that the value is $160,000. And let's just even say I have a buyer willing to pay $160,000. So here I am. I owe $200,000 and a buyer wants to pay $160,000. And by the way, when a buyer pays $160,000, that doesn't mean everything is going to go to the bank after expenses. Let's just call it that the bank will take collect $145,000 towards the mortgage. That means $15,000 will go to commission and closing costs and other fees. I'm just rounding numbers to make the point. So that means the bank needs to approve or not an offer $160,000 in order to collect $145,000 on a mortgage that's the balance is $200,000, meaning the bank is going to be short, or the borrower, $55,000 in this example. Okay, so we have a $200,000 balance and an offer of $160,000 that will net the mortgage $145,000. And for that reason, it's called a short sale, right? Something is missing, a gap short. So that's the whole concept of short sale, at least so we understand what it means. Very common practice, not common, but very popular practice program during the 2008, 9, 10 period of the crash of 2008. Now that we understand what a short sale means, let's see how we can incorporate short sale into our investment activities. So first of all, I'll start by saying I don't see a lot of properties that are under a short sale scenario situation. I do see them, not a lot. And if you're like thinking, oh, why is this guy talking about short sale? Is the economy about to crash and short sale are coming? The answer is no, I'm not. That's not the reason. I'm only doing it because I'm actually ran into an opportunity of a short sale, and it's the second one I'm seeing in the past month. Again, not too many. So I thought, let's do episode about short sale. What are the challenges? Okay, so the first challenge with a short sale is, where is the bank? Did the bank approve a short sale or not? Is the bank involved in the process? So remember, when I have an offer, when an offer comes in on a short sale situation, we need to, the seller, the owner, needs to submit that offer to the bank, and the bank needs to approve or not the offer, basically. So there is kind of a contingency on the selling side, so we cannot proceed with the deal until the bank says, okay, approved, right? The short sale is approved, and we can proceed with the deal. The problem number one is banks, when it comes to approve a short sale, take their time. How much time? We don't ever know. But nowadays, I would expect it to take anywhere from 2 to 3 months, okay? It also has to do a little bit with, is there already a general acceptance or approval by the bank for a short sale before we even have an offer, just to hold the short sale, right? So there's a little bit more details to the short sale aspect before just sending an offer for a short sale property. So let's assume problem number one, this is going to take 2 to 3 months probably to get an answer from the bank. And the answer can be approve or not approve. I don't think they will come and say, okay, we will take your offering 160. We will take 170. I don't think they may. Okay, that could be the case. So problem number one, it takes time. Why is this a problem or an opportunity? Depends how you look at it. If I'm a homeowner looking to buy a house in the next month or two or three and buy and move into after closing, I don't want to wait 2 to 3 months, maybe not, maybe more. I don't, right? So a lot of homeowners, especially in today's market, would say, I'm not interested. Let me move on with my life and find something that I can buy and close in 30 days and move right after. So problem number one, challenge number one, you have to understand and build it in your mechanism that it will take time. Hopefully not as much, but possibly will. The problem for you, the fact that it takes time, you may want to prepare yourself in the right possible way, because if you're like sitting there waiting for this short sale, if you're an active investor like me, that means you're losing opportunities. If you are someone who's saying, listen, the deal is so sweet that there's, even if there's a small chance it will happen, but if it happens, it's amazing, it's worthwhile, great. So just know how to navigate your activity, and I would not necessarily suggest you sit there and wait to see what happens. Second thing that I like to do is to make sure that all traditional, typical aspect of the buying a property will only start taking place after we get the bank approval. So that means I don't want to do inspection on a property that I have no idea if I will get it or not for that price in 2 to 3 months or so. So the challenge number two is, when do I really start working on this property as if I'm buying it, if I have to wait for the mortgage, to apply for my mortgage, to start the mortgage process, to do inspection, whatever. So that will, that creates some additional challenge. For me as a buyer, I would want to wait until we have the approval. Few ways to help tackle that aspect. There's probably two things you can do if possible. One, the first one is try and ask the seller's agent to provide, to hold an inspection. If they hold an inspection, even if they order it and they have one, and maybe it's not perfect, but it still gives us, you know, some transparency, some information about the property before diving in, before wasting time, before waiting. How unpleasant is it if we start the process, put an offer, wait for 2.5 months for an answer from the bank, then do the inspection, only to find out there's more issues with the property we anticipated, and then we kind of move on. So everybody lost their time and energy, right? So try to ask the seller to hold an inspection, and maybe after we get a bank approval, you're still going to have your own inspection in addition, just to make sure it's another security layer, it's another, maybe not, but just to be on the safe side, you can still have it. but at least we have more transparency to the condition of the property at the beginning of the process. Again, it will be more efficient, etc. Second thing that could really help, if you can purchase cash, you're probably increasing the chances of the offer getting accepted both by the bank and the seller, because that means less hassle, less trouble, less unknown, etc. So if you're in position to make a cash purchase and maybe get the financing a bit later, maybe by refinancing or what's called delayed financing, it may benefit this type of transaction as well. So if you are looking at short sale, first of all, if you have no idea what it is, I hope now you understand a little bit better. If you have no idea what it really means, a lot of the agents out there do not know what short sale really means. I mean, they know by terminology, they know the concept, but do not necessarily know all the trouble, hustle, etc. involved with conducting a short sale. Short sale, for me, equals an opportunity on the price, on everything. But it needs to be, like many things, manage expectations and manage correctly in order to maximize that opportunity for you, the buyer, the the investor. So I hope you have a little bit better understanding about what short sale is and how to plan for a short sale and maybe not be intimidated by it, but more knowledgeable about how to navigate a short sale with the professional people, hopefully, that are helping you navigate every deal that you do. Thank you for listening. Good luck with your investments. I hope you are successful with everything that you do. Bye-bye.